Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Folks, just want to ask you to do us a favor. Please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. On the right-hand side of the webpage, four big red buttons. They're about the size of a Buick. Bottom one says, take the survey. Please click on that 12-question survey. You'll be done in 3 minutes, and we really appreciate that. It gives us some demographics information about you, and it lets us know what you want us to talk about on the radio. Hey, it's your program, not ours. We just want to make sure we're doing it right. Folks, it is with extra special glee that I get to introduce a union maid, a Hellraiser, the First Lady of Labor, Anne Feeney. And welcome back to the program.
Hey, Charles. Very nice of you to have me on the show. We're getting to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart today. I've spent most of this year on the road doing Joe Hill shows all over the United States and in Sweden as well. And I think this will be my last. No, it's not my last Joe Hill show of the year. But we're doing a Joe Hill show here in Pittsburgh on Sunday? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, October 17th.
Right. I'm going to be there, I promise. On Saturday the 17th at 2 o'clock at the Pump House down in the waterfront district where the mall is and in Homestead. And we're going to be doing it in the Pump House, which is part of our labor legacy here in Pittsburgh for sure. And we have a fabulous bill. We've got Mike Stout in the Human Union, which is going to be fantastic. And, what's the name of Tom Hoffman's band?
Smokestack Lightning?
Smokestack Lightning, yes. So I saw a poster that said Smokehouse Lightning, and I thought, oh, darn, somebody didn't get it right. But no, Smokestack Lightning. And they're very good. They're terrific. And Tom is a regular encyclopedia of folk music. He taught me so many songs that I learned Casey Jones, the Union Scab from Tom. Mm-hmm. I learned I'm Going to Be an Engineer from Tom. And I learned Why Patty's Not at Work Today from Tom. And those are songs that I can still perform regularly. I remember losing the words one night down at the Wild Sisters, the air to Wobbly Joe's. There's a bar on the south side. Anyway, I'm Going to Be an Engineer is probably 5 minutes long if you sing it fast. It's even mm-hmm. longer if you try to put any feeling into it. And about 60% of the way through the song, I just couldn't remember the next line. And Tom fed it to me. And and one of the more staunch feminists in the room was shocked that I took directions from a man about what to sing.
As long as it's a union brother or sister, it's okay, right?
Right. Well, Tom is he's fabulous. He's a great friend. We've been friends since he moved to Pittsburgh, I think, in 1986, and maybe even earlier than that. But we've been hanging out together for a long time, sharing songs. And I love Smokestack Lightning. They put out great music. And so it's going to be a fabulous show, and it starts at 2 o'clock. On Saturday the 17th at the Pump House.
There you go. And right now we're talking with Anne Feeney, union maid, Hellraiser, labor singer, and according to me, First Lady of Labor Music, that's for sure. And let's see. And again, we're going to have you, Mike Stout, in the Human Union, and then Smokestack Lightning. So this is pretty well packed. Doors open at 1. Show starts at 2. General admission, $20. At the Pump House at the waterfront. And for those of you who haven't been to the Pump House before, once you get down onto the waterfront as close as you can, turn right and follow that all the way down to the end of the shopping area past the condos that are on the left-hand side, and you'll see the parking lot to the Pump House. You can't miss it, really.
You're giving directions on the high-level bridge. I come from the Rankin Bridge, and the Pump House is on that end of the mall. So if you come across the Rankin Bridge, you make a right and right at the light and into the parking lot and into the mall. And it's one of the first buildings you see on the right. It's not the big Marcellus warehouse, whatever that is. Marcia Gallio warehouse, but just past that, the next bend, you'll see the brick pump house and some of the great old stuff from the mills that they have there on the property.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful thing. Anything else that we should know about the event?
Well, maybe some of our listeners don't know who Joe Hill is. Joe Hill was born in Gävle, Sweden, in I forget what year, but he was a young fellow when he was executed in 1919. His birth name was Ewell Emanuel Hägglund, and he got to the United States. He had a misguided impression that working conditions were going to be better in the United States than they were in Sweden. But working conditions were really horrible here, too. And he quickly found out that the management had all the rights and all the power in the United States. And it's very strange, but your listeners will have to use their imagination. 100 years ago in the United States, very conservative religious groups had a death grip over the American political life. They forced their own agenda on everyone else. They told you if you were super rich, that was a sign that God loved you. And if you were poor, that was a sign that you should go out and work really hard all your life.
I've never heard that one.
And then you can collect your reward when you get to heaven.
Right. And in the meantime, the people that God loves, you should give all your money to.
Right. But Joe Hill listened to that malarkey, and he said, "Sisters and brothers, they are trying to sell us pie in the sky when we die." And that is an expression, pie in the sky, that I think originated with Joe Hill, and it's one of many examples of great contributions to our lexicon from immigrants. Anyway, Joe organized. He was a very skilled cartoonist, and he had a wicked sense of humor, and it's reflected in his songs. I think one of the first times he went out trying to windmill and get people to join the industrial workers of the world, he was beset upon by the Salvation Army band that tried to drown him out playing their songs. And Joe immediately wrote new lyrics to all of these Salvation Army hymns, and that's how labor music was born, I suspect. But he wrote devastating parodies of the Salvation Army band's music and turned them from his competitor into his backup band.
Well, there you go. There you go. It's a wonderful thing.
Very creative fellow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is your favorite Joe Hill song?
Oh, I like so many of them. I think, at the moment, Mr. Block is my favorite. It's about mindless suck-ups who just say whatever the millionaires say and do whatever the boss wants. And I know that may not resonate with you, but that used to happen 100 years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately it happens all too often today, too.
That's, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. So right now we're talking with Ann Feeney. Concert coming up, the Joe Hill 100 Roadshow. And Ann Feeney, Mike Stout, and the Human Union. The Smokestack Lightning is going to be there Saturday, October 17th at the Pump House at the Waterfront. Doors open at 1, shows at 2. Can we get tickets early?
I don't know if you can get tickets early, but I know that the Joe Hill Roadshow itself has a website, and they are actively seeking contributions to help underwrite this tour. I started May 1st in Chicago at the Haymarket and worked my way with the Joe Hill Roadshow over to St. Paul. And then my friend Jan Hammerlund, who came from Sweden to be part of this, there were about a half a dozen of us that went to St. Paul from Chicago, stopping every night. We did all over Wisconsin, a bunch of stops. Mm-hmm. So they've set up a GoFundMe site. If you go to GoFundMe and do /Joe Hill 100, you'll have an opportunity, whether you can come to the show or not, to be part of underwriting and helping us get all these wonderful musicians in the Northeast. I know Charlie King and Magpie and George Mann and a bunch of other people participated, and we had J.P. Wright and Bucky Hawker and Little Rev, and as they head out to the West, I think they're going to pick up Mark Ross and several other wonderful players. So this website is like a state secret. It took me forever to find it on the web. But if you go to GoFundMe.com /JoeHill100, you can make a contribution to underwrite this. And I want to say a special hello to RD and Linda out in KGHI territory in Grays Harbor, Washington. And I know they carry your show, too.
And we appreciate that very much. Listen, Ann, we have got to get going. We appreciate you being with us. You are always most welcome. Don't hesitate. And one more time, folks, I'm going to give it to you. It's Saturday, October 17th. At the Pump House at the Waterfront. Doors open at 1. Show starts at 2. And, you know, Ann Feeney, Mike Stout, the Human Union, and Smokestack Lightning. It's a wonderful thing all the way around.
Sounds like fun to me.
Always a pleasure, Ann. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Charles.
Bye-bye, Ann Feeney. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.